Well, good morning again, and ask that the Lord bless you this morning with his word of what he wants to say to us today. Amen. So this is not only for you, it's for me. I'd like to share this morning about the value and also the demand for humility. You know, I think a lot of times humility might be lacking in our lives, and a lot of times we don't even realize it. So if you would turn with me to John 13, St. John chapter 13, and we'll start with verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God. He rose up. See, Jesus knew who he was. He knew who he was. And yet, they went into verse 4 and it says this. He rose from supper. This is the Savior of the world. This is the Son of God. He rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Verse 5, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded with. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing, you do not understand now. Folks, there's a lot of things the Lord is doing now that you may not understand. But that's where the trust comes in. He said, you may not understand what I'm doing now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, and he says, if I do not wash you, you will have no part in me. Simon said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is commonly clean, and you are rather completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you, because he knew who was going to betray him. Will you pray with me? Father, this is your word. Open up all the little truths, Lord, that many of us have always missed. Let us see and understand what you are really trying to say to us, Lord. Father, we need to understand your word, and we thank you for it. Use your word, Lord, to cleanse us and to make us right with you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if I would say that in 2 weeks, be sure and be here because we're going to have a foot washing. And I want all of you to be here. How many would come? I want to tell you, I've been in a time that I wouldn't have shown up. Thanks for the warning. See you the following Sunday. Because a pastor did that to me once, to the eldership. Pastor Bill. I don't know if you know a Pastor Bill of Harbor Light years ago, many years ago. We had a lot of elders. There must have been 14 of us, maybe. And we were all sitting there ready for the meeting. And he drew some water, poured it, got the towel, just like Jesus did, and said, "Now take off your shoes and socks." Well, it's been a while since I've had my feet done. You know, I had a pedicure. I needed that. So it was a very humbling, thing to have that done. It's like a lot of times, like the word says, I'd rather give than receive. I love giving. And I know a lot of people who love to receive. Although I like receiving as well, but I would rather do that. It's like, no, Pastor, don't wash my feet. Let me wash yours. And that's what Peter was thinking. And so Jesus really had to get a hold of him on that. So let's look at that a little closer. Jesus, when Peter refused, Jesus said to him, he says, if you don't let me, he said, you'll have no part in me. And that's where sometimes we can get if we don't watch what we're doing. See, really what Jesus was doing here is he was teaching them humility. There's things that God asks us to do that we refuse to do. I know there's a lot of people at times, and this is just an example. Folks, we've got some prayers here that I love to pray with. They're good at it. They're anointed for it. And I need to learn to trust God with it, and that's with the church, because we'll say, okay, if you have any concerns, prayer requests that you need, the Lord's dealt with you during the message, go up for prayer. But people don't. They don't do that. And I wonder if that isn't, you know, it may not be. It's just you don't have a prayer request or have a need. That's okay. But our prayer warriors, they'll stand up here and then nobody comes. And they're okay with that because they avail themselves and they humble themselves because they want to be here. And you know, I'll tell you another thing. They don't talk about what you ask for prayer about. That's confidential. And they shouldn't be ever talking about that. So it's a concern that you may have, and it may be very personal. But you can trust these people that come up here and pray. It's confidential to them, and they don't say anything about it. It's like it's, once you pray for something, it's done, it's given to the Lord, and we trust him with the finished work of it. But see, a lot of times there's things that God wants to do that we won't do. We refuse to do that. You know, it's like when I talked to you before about me wanting to be saved. I wasn't humble enough. I was so afraid and embarrassed to go up in front of people. Because the pastor is saying, hey, just come forward and receive the Lord. You'll be saved. I'm in the back, man. I'm wanting to be saved in the worst way. And yet I won't go. Because I might be humiliated. Or I don't feel the freedom to be able to do that. But had I been more in humility, willing to just surrender it all to the Lord, regardless of what I might feel or what I might think or what I've been taught, I'm surrendered. God, whatever you ask me to do, I'm doing it. And see, that's the way you hear me talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit's already gotten a hold of me and told me, don't you dare deny me anymore. That's what you've been doing, and now you're asking for my power to be in your life. And here you deny me. You're afraid to tell people about me because They may not like it. You might suffer a little consequences from it. And I promised the Holy Spirit then that I would never deny him. And regardless of the circumstances or what might happen because of that, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter. So we need to learn to humble ourselves. Because I want to tell you, in the weeks to come, God's going to be moving, doing. You know, we talked last week in Acts 10 about Cornelius, where he was a pious man, a righteous man. And we talked about going from his goodness and moving on to God's finished work, being righteous in him. So you go from goodness to righteousness, and that's what's really important. But see, he was progressively moving up. Now, what if he would have said to the angel, I'm sorry, I'm happy where I'm at. I don't want to call a stranger into my house. I don't know him. Besides, I don't care so much for Jews. But see, if he would have done that, guess what would have happened? Nothing. He'd have just been a good man, and he would have done his thing, felt good about it, and then when he died, he'd went to hell because he wouldn't surrender. See, that's why we've got to learn to be open. God, whatever you say, whatever you want, Lord, that's what I want, and I'll do it. Whether it embarrasses me, it just doesn't matter. I believe that this church is being ushered into a new level. You know, I had somebody tell me, says, Jim, we've heard a lot of things of the miracles and different things of God, but it's all talk. We haven't seen anything. Well, if you've been looking for the last few weeks, I think you've been seeing some things. Amen? God's been moving. He wants to move a whole lot more. But see, he's got to get us into a position where we can receive, or that we would be willing to receive. Because there's things that God has that might be really scary to us. Let me tell you, we serve a big God. He does big things sometimes. And what we've got to do is be ready and expect it. It says that the apostles went about preaching and teaching the word of God. And it said that signs followed to confirm their word. That's what it's all about. We preach the word and then God confirms it with the people. But see, a lot of times the people aren't ready, so they don't receive. And God can't move. Do y'all know that we hindered God sometimes? So I'm not speaking specifically of us, of you. I guess if the shoe fits, wear it. You know, but I've been there. I've been there at times being afraid to move on with God. And it hinders God. It's called quenching the spirit. So be ready, folks. We've got to get to the point like when Peter said, Lord, no. No, let me wash your feet. I tell you what, if somebody came up, pulled my shoes off, some lady came up and started crying over my feet and then drying my feet with her hair. I couldn't handle that at one point. I think now I would just look to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm not worthy of this. See, there's things that God does that we've got to be humble. You know, not long ago we had a lady raise her hand wanting to receive the Lord. She didn't care. Didn't matter what you thought. Didn't matter. This was for her. And that's how it is when we walk with Jesus. It's not about us and what other people think of us. Who cares? If they don't like it, they just need to get right with God. Amen? But I'm going to humble myself before the Lord. Folks, I don't listen to any of my messages. You know why? Because I'm thinking, why would people listen to that? Seriously. But see, we've got to be humble. We've got to let God deal with this. Let me share this with you. This was shared. It's a dream that a person shared. I believe it was about this church. I normally don't interpret any dreams, but this one God showed me. I'm like, everything that was said is, oh, okay, I know what that is. This is what the Lord is saying, and I'm going to share it with you. It's about this church and about us moving on to another level. God's drawing us closer to Him. He's wanting to use all of us and to minister to those that are hurting. Folks, we're in a dark world, and we have got to get to the light to where we can share the light. Amen? So anyway, this was a dream. It says, I dreamed that I was in a very nice home. And I loved everything basically the way it was. I was satisfied. Then all of a sudden, there was some new construction going on outside. And kind of reading into it a little bit, you kind of look at it. I mean, if you're sitting in, you know, a nice home, where you're at, you're comfortable. It's like, man, I got a beautiful yard. I got a beautiful home. I get it decorated the way I want. I am so happy. Lord, thank you. And then you get a contractor in there. And he starts digging up your yard. No construction site looks pretty, does it? You're like, is it ever going to turn out? Or should I just sell and move? So anyway, they're dreaming this, and they said they dig a deep hole. And in this hole, there's all kinds of pipes and wires and different things that are exposed because of the digging and the depth of it. So they're looking at all of this, and then they said one water line might be leaking, or they might, I don't know. But anyway, they said that to fix the water line, they had to turn off the water. Now, the water represents Holy Spirit, right, in the Bible. The Lord says, rivers of living water shall flow out of you. And it says in the next verse that Jesus was referring to the Holy Spirit. So it looked like they turned the water off. The Holy Spirit, they wanted to fix the line. But the Lord showed me in that one, it's like it seemed like the Holy Spirit or the water was turned off for a time. See, the Holy Spirit never turns off. It seems like it at times in our life. You ever get trouble and it's like, God, are you really working? God, do you really care? Is there really anything going on here? But the Holy Spirit doesn't quit. So it may seem that way. And that's why we've got to depend on God. And say, well, a lot of times the church is like this person sitting in this wonderful, comfortable home. And sometimes they don't want change. But then God starts doing some construction. Now what do? Do you surrender and humble and say, all right, Lord, you must be going to do something, and I'm willing to follow. I may not be real thrilled with it, but Lord, I trust you. And so the construction goes on, but then as you look at it, it looks bad. That's when a lot of people leave the church. That's when they quit. I ain't going back there again. There's too many bad things going on. Man, it was a nice church. I felt so comfortable there. But now there's changes taking place, and I don't like it, and I don't agree with it. So you leave. But see, when the Lord digs a hole in your life, which he does, he's doing that to expose things in your life. Sometimes we don't know really where we are with God. We think we know. We think we're okay. But then when God starts doing some construction in you, that's when things get exposed. Right? Pipes are exposed. Water starts leaking. Hole gets deeper and uglier. Got contracts that may not show up for a week because they started another job. Been there. But see, that's what God is working. He's wanting to expose us. Peter was exposed. Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. God exposed him. He wasn't humble enough. He loved the Lord, wanted to serve God, did all the right things, worked in the church, was a member because he was one of the disciples. And God dug up a big pipe that he didn't know was there. And right there, the Lord was saying, Peter, you got to deal with this. Because if you don't, you'll have no part in me. And so that's why God tries to move slow in the church. Then he brings some pastor like me in to say some things that might make you think, why is he here? And I agree with you, there's a lot better preachers than me out there. That's why it makes me hesitate sometimes to stay in a church or to be part of God. You've got so many better than me. But I'll do what little I can do. You just do it through me. And so my life, I get big holes all the time in my life. You know, ask my wife. She'll tell you things, holes that I don't even know I got yet. I got all kinds of pipes and wires and stuff. But folks, I try to deal with it. And I want to tell you, it hurts sometimes. Sometimes it hurts a lot. And I've wept many, many a time. But let me tell you this, it's all been so worth it. It's worth it. You got to let God deal with you. You got to let him humble you. Bring you to the place to where he wants or where he can bless you, because he wants to bless us. And then we wonder why sometimes a lot of people, well, why did God let this happen? Y'all know how they purify gold and silver? It's by heat. You melt it. And all the impurities come up, floating up, and then they take the dross and all of that off of there. Especially with silver, you get the nickel and tin and all these different things that are in it. All that's got to come out. God is constantly working on us to make us more pure. See, he's taking us from goodness to righteousness. And so we need that purification time that God can work on us and we become, you know, more beautiful. There's not all of the imperfections. You know, sometimes you never know what's in a pot until you spill some of it, right? When we get angry, we get spilled. What comes out? Love? Anger? See, the Lord is revealing the impurities that are in our lives that we don't even know. And that's what Peter didn't even know that he wasn't acting in a humble way. He thought he was acting in a righteous way. And so God turns up the heat on us. You know, and it says in the word that God will not allow us to be tempted or tried beyond what we're able to endure. And it says that with it, he'll give us a way out, a way to escape it. See, God knows where we're at and he knows what we can take. And we go through it. And out of it, we receive the purifications in our lives that we need. So what I'm saying, I believe what the Lord is trying to say, is that, relax, folks. You're in a good place. We're all in an excellent place. But we just got to lean on God and let God. I told a guy the other day, I said, we got to learn to let God be God. He's good at it. We're not. Amen? So I hope you realize where God is really wanting to take us. He's wanting to do something here. And from the first time I came into this church, I felt an anointing of the Lord. I even told Jack, I said, Jackie, I feel such an anointing when I come in here. There's times we would sit on the second pew and I'd be looking for the Kleenexes. I ask them about this room. What do you use that for? Because, man, I could go in there and be with the Lord. And that's what I wanted, because I felt the anointing so strong in here. And I told her, I've never felt that in any church before. So I know God is here. I know God is with you guys. And I thank him that he's working on us. Folks, if he's not working on you, then maybe you better get saved. You know what I mean? If you're not going through trials and tribulations and problems, then there's no construction going on. Sometimes we need no construction, though. Right? But folks, equally, there's a time that we need some digging going on. There's things in us that need to be revealed, and we need to deal with. So we serve such a good God. And he cares for us. So I just, you know, in a message like this, I'm encouraged. When I heard the dream, I was so encouraged. It's like, Lord, you told me a long time ago that you're wanting to move and progress the people of this church. See, the church is not the building, it's you. And he's wanting to build on you. Because he's got something. It's nice to build something when you got something to work with. You know what I'm saying? God's got something to work with here. And I sensed it the first day. I even told Jack, I said, Jackie, this is a church that I've always prayed for and never did get. Folks, count yourself blessed. You are something to be able to work with. And God's wanting to do that. So he's taking us to a new level. And we're going to be that light that's so bright, shining and ministering and changing people's lives. It's not going to be just talk. I'm so thrilled with God and how he works in all of us and with you for listening. There's got to be something good in you, otherwise you wouldn't be able to put up with me, that's for sure. Amen. My wife has a hard time. So anyway, God loves you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I ask that you would just touch your people. Father, you are doing construction on us and wanting to move us to the next level. Father, I pray that you help us to be willing, make us strong, that we can say, yes, Lord, I don't understand it, Lord, but I trust you in it. So, Father, thank you. Bless you, Holy Spirit. Lead us. Talk to all of us. And I ask that you would confirm this word, God's word, in all of our hearts today. Let us see that you do love us and we are something to work with. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like for our prayer people, if they would, please come up. I want to invite any of you that feel that you need prayer in any way, please feel free.